السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. So inshallah, today we will start with Surah Al-Buruj. Let me recite and pause, and please repeat after me and use a loud voice so you can hear yourself. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد Let us look at the tajweed of ayah number one. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء So we have fatha on waw, sin and meem, and these are soft letters, so we have to make sure that we flatten the tongue enough so that the letters are soft. Wa. If I said wa, that would have been hard. So it's a wa. وَالسَّمَاءِ Four harakat, mad muttasil, and then hamza with a kasra, make a full kasra sound like e. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ Tip of the tongue under the front teeth, and two counts. ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ So when lam has a sukoon, we make sure that the tip of the tongue is behind the front teeth, behind the upper teeth, and we don't let it come down quickly. If it comes down quickly, we get this sound. The til. You hear? Til. That means I would create a qalqala. That would be wrong. So I need to make sure that it is stuck there. The til. And then bu. The til buruj. Ba has a dhamma, so we make a circle with the lips and quickly try to flatten it, bring it back to a straight line before you go to ru. That way ru will have its full dhamma sound. Buruj. And then elongate the vowel four counts and then جيم has a قلقلة. بروج. آية 2 واليوم الموعود. So well, the lam sukun, pay attention. Well, yow. So yow is fatha followed by wow. This is lean. Wal yawmil maw'ud. So ayn with a dhamma. So we go to the throat for the ayn sound, but for the dhamma sound, it's from the hollow of the mouth, so we don't bring it from the throat. Al maw'ud. Dal will have a qalqala and it will be soft. Wal yawmil maw'ud. Ayah 3. Wa shahidin. Idgham with gunna, hold the waw. Two counts. وشاهد ومشهود. Whenever sheen has got a sukoon, it has a quality of spreading the sound called tafashi. So what we want to do is hold on to the sheen just a little bit long so we get the full effect of the sound. مشهود. And then ha wow dhamma, that is going to be stretched for 4 to 5 counts, and dal sukun will be soft. Wa mashhud. Qutila. Push on qaf. It's a 3-letter verb, so whenever we have 3-letter words, we always push on the first letter and make sure you do not elongate the third letter. Qutila. Ashabu. Alif soft, sawd heavy. As. So what I'm doing is raising the back of the tongue and keeping it high so that sawd becomes heavy. Asha. And then flatten the back of the tongue for ha. Ashabul. And bul bahada dhamma. So the lips were circle, but lam has a sukoon. So I cannot keep the circle shape of the lips anymore when I come to lamb, so I need to flatten it. Bull. Listen to the sound. Bull. So you'll hear the lamb is being flattened out. Ashabul. Ugh. Alif dhamma u. And for kha, raise the back of the tongue. It's a heavy letter. And hold the sound. Ugh. Ugh dud. For dal, we are going to do qalqala, dood. From dhamma of the dal waw, do, to the next dal, flatten the lips when you come to the end. Al ukh dood. Annari. So here you have noon shadda, hold it 2 counts. Anna. And then ri. Ra kasra, soft. An-nari, dhatil, the tip of the tongue, dhatil waqood. Wow, soft. Qaf dhamma, qoo, followed by dal sukoon. When you come to do the qalqala, do it soft. Al-waqood. Al-waqood. So inshallah, this is it for this surah because we have to do a couple of other surahs today. So we will move on to the next surah.